Can you pass the bread, please, Annie? And the butter?
What did you say, David?
I just wanted a bit of bread and butter, that's all. It doesn't matter.
Do you know how many calories there are in a piece of bread and butter?
Do you think we can order first and talk about this later? Excuse me, Renzo. May we order, please?
Yes, of course. What would you like, Miss Peters?
I'll start with onion soup, please. And then I'll have roast chicken.
Any vegetables?
Yes. I'll have peas and potatoes, please. Boiled potatoes.
Thank you. And what about you, madam?
I'll have pate to start with, please. And then roast beef with a green salad.
And what about you, Mr. Peters?
I'll have pate, please. And then a steak with a mixed salad.
How would you like your steak cooked, Mr. Peters? Rare, medium, or well done?
Rare, please.
Rare. And what will you have, sir?
I'll have a bit of pate as well, please, and...
No, you won't.
Sorry, dear.
You're not having any pate, David. How many times do I have to tell you? You're overweight!
Yeah, I guess I am a bit overweight.
You must lose weight, David. It's important.
What's it got to do with you, Juanita?
What did you say?
Why can't you leave poor David alone? Let him eat what he likes.
How dare you!
It's okay, Juanita. She's only joking. Let's keep calm.
Perhaps you would like to start with a grapefruit, sir.
Gee, yes, that's a great idea.
Without sugar.
And for your main course, sir?
For my main course, I'll have a steak and some spinach. No, make that just spinach.
This chicken is very good. How's your steak, Dad?
It's okay, but it's a bit too well done. How's your spinach, David?
Oh, it's very nice. I'm glad I didn't have anything else.
Dad, isn't that Susan Temple over there with that man who looks like a policeman?
Oh, no, it's not possible.
What is it, Dad?
It's that damned Harry Carter again. He's everywhere, that man. Listen, I don't think he's seen me yet. Can I change places with you, David?
All right, Dad.
Thinking about Susan Temple, didn't her husband go to prison?
That's right. I think he did.
What was it for?
Something to do with drugs, I think. Terrible business.
I don't believe it.
What is it, dear?
Don't look now, but that's Hugo Peters over there.
Oh, really? Shall we go over and say hello to him?
No, certainly not. Look, I don't want him to see me. Can I change places with you?
If you like.
Who's having the ham and melon, please?
That's for me.
And the prawn cocktails for me. Mmm. I must say, these prawns are delicious. You know, this is a very good place, Susan. Where did you hear about it?
It was one of Roger's favorite restaurants. Before he went to prison.
Oh, no, please don't start that again, Susan. Roger's been in prison for almost 6 months now. Can't you forget about him?
He's still my husband, Harry, even if he is in prison. How could I possibly forget about him?
Calm down, please. Everybody's looking at us. What is it about Roger? What did he have that I haven't got? Anyway, he'll be in prison for another 8 years, so that's that. I keep telling you, you'll have to divorce him. Come on, dear. Eat up your ham. What's it like?
It's all right. Poor Roger.
I've said it already, but these prawns are really delicious.